I'm Randolph Mays, and this is my narration demo. With the war over and freedom finally secured, it came time for George Washington to bid farewell to his men, and so the general invited the officers of the Continental Army to join him for a toast at Francis Tavern in New York City. Shortly after noon, Washington entered the tavern's long hall. In total silence, he filled his glass with wine, turned to his officers, and said, with a heart full of love and gratitude, "I now take leave of you. I most devoutly wish that your latter days may be as prosperous and happy as your former ones have been glorious and honorable." For anyone interested in the history and culture of Hawaii, a tour of the volcanoes that form these beautiful islands is a must. That's why at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, we're offering visitors a once-in-a-lifetime chance to come face-to-face with one of Hawaii's active volcanoes. When most people picture volcanoes, they think of the steep, conical peaks, like you'd see at a school science fair. However, Hawaii's main volcanoes are shield volcanoes. They do not rise high above the surface and produce fluid lava that forms gently sloping hills around its mouth. Here in the United States, we face an unprecedented education crisis. More than 1.2 million children drop out of our schools every year, amounting to over $300 billion in lost wages, taxes, and productivity over their lifetimes. This isn't a problem that just affects our children, but our community and nation as a whole. That's why in 2008, the United Way launched a 10-year initiative to cut by half the number of young people dropping out of high school.